So, where last we left our heroes,
I'm waiting for it.
Remotely obscure individuals, session 10. We're escaping the Decadence Mansion. You solved a few warlock-related puzzles, fought a flesh golem, fought the Decadent himself. You damaged him quite a bit before he decided he was going to fuck off and drop a fireball. Damaging the party pretty good, as far as I could tell.
Pretty bad, from our opinion.
Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. I just somersaulted through it.
After escaping, you talked to the headmaster. He was like, listen, as a school, we're not going to pursue you, but the Unseen Eldritch is expansive, and the Decadent won't stop hunting Vivian down. But at the very least, upon talking to Windleaf, after submitting yourselves to the tower and having an escort of guards bring you to him, said that the Decadent isn't in the city right now, and they don't know where he is.
He left the city.
Supposedly. He's not at the council at all. That was one of the things that was stated at the very least.
Potentially escaped.
he's underground. His mansion exploded, and the headmaster definitely said, like, listen, like, go away. Like, obviously the magistrate's coming to investigate a giant house explosion, implosion. If you will.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Upon talking to Windleaf, there were some revelations that were brought forth about some connectivity between party members, children being born and almost drowned, people killing people's husbands, fathers potentially doing some weird stuff out of wedlock, ancestry being traced back to a crazy lich, and then all eyes on the Kenku wondering where he fits in all of this. And Windleaf has his very strong suspicions that he is not exactly who he seems to be. After that, obviously, Wilt is with you guys as well, and when you guys left off, he was asking Windleaf for something. So we'll continue from there. Airship! I want an airship! No. You can't have my airship. Oh, I believe I can. You owe me a great deal, so I would like your airship. Windleaf pauses and kind of just stares for a bit and rubs the bridge of his nose.
What does he mean, you owe him quite a bit?
We traveled together. There was obviously things that we have done together. It was a party. Favors were asked. You know what? Yes, you can have an airship. You can have the airship. Just leave.
If I want the dragon glass, I have to eat dragon ass. I will do this.
Did you say fingers were asked?
Favors were asked.
Close, Vivian.
Yeah.
Close, but not quite.
Listen, I have an airship. It's on top of the tower. It's called the Brink. Go there. Do what you will. Aristotle is going to be here in a moment, so you might want to leave, because I think you have the ability to. All right. Anyway, if you end up escaping, I guess I'll see you on the flip side. And then Wilt will just teleport out.
See you on the flip side. Pew. Finger guns.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for me before the guards come in?
I don't remember what we asked last time. Did he say how long it'll be before the...
2 days.
Two days.
Oh, that was some projectile there. Whoa. Kevin's like, that's my coat.
They don't want the master manual.
Oh, damn. It's illuminated by the TV
just
screen.
Wipe it on my pants. It's good now.
I have it now.
Oh no, there's poop in my pants. I sneezed and pooped on.
That could have been you. Just be very grateful it was not.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Blessed day.
Just gotta purge the demons from time to time.
I don't remember.
Wilt is probably gonna need some time to prepare for his voyage, so hopefully if you're freed, you can go with him. But I wouldn't put all of my eggs in that basket, because I'm not sure if he can fly that basket. But yes, any more questions?
So
only if you know more about my potential link to Arlucia and Wilt. But I feel like I'll probably have to pry that out of him somehow.
You'll either have to pry it out of him, or he'll slip up and say something that's not meant to be said. He does that sometimes.
All the time. Literally never stops.
That this is true. He does forget a lot of vital information until the last minute. or not at all. Which we have found on multiple occasions to affect combat sometimes. But yeah, it's not the easiest wizard to get along with.
Wizard?
Well, he was either posing as a wizard or was a wizard when I was traveling with him. One of those two things.
Ah, fair enough. I suppose that's it for me then.
Alright. A few moments will pass. You hear kind of like a pounding knock on the door. And then The door will open. You'll see several guards come in, kind of surrounding the room. And then someone familiar to Gendar will enter. You'll recognize him as the one who introduced himself as Aristotle Demont.
The magistrate, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Ah, magistrate, hello!
So, this is, seems that you have entered the tower, pretty much fallen onto my lap. It's very easy to find you, and make my job 100% easy.
He'll look at Windleaf and shake his head.
You have to be very careful. You should not be harboring these fugitives, especially because of the amount of crimes they have collected. You need to be more responsible, especially if we decide to separate. You are going to be de facto leader. You have to be very careful. Don't want to threaten your life.
Ulysses will kind of shake his head and make a dismissive gesture towards Aristotle. And the guards will approach you guys and weapons.
I'll start giving my swords.
Give my bow.
A lot of dagger.
Well, unless anyone.
Out dagger.
Yeah.
Unless dagger.
Yeah, the one guard who's in front of you is just like.
What the fuck, man?
Like trying to bundle all the weapons.
Dagger, start searching around.
Is anyone gonna like resist? Anyone gonna try to hide a weapon?
No.
Yeah.
Don't lose that. That's a family heirloom.
The guard will just nod his head. They'll also take anything off of you that might be,
that Kevin might have been
stopped
by.
They're stripping you down until, like, even your armor and then giving you, like, cloth clothing to wear. They'll start escorting you, down the hall.
So, are you saying that the one that was in the room with me is gonna take all the thieves' tool that I was hiding under
my bed? You're all getting frisked.
Okay.
Unless there's something you guys are specifically hiding right now at this moment, let me know.
Do they touch the golden feather on me and take that away?
Yes, if they're frisking you like this and it falls out, they'll take it.
Would they take my...
Can I roll to see how securely I put it in?
If it's, like, attached to your normal clothing, then no. But if it's attached to your armor, then yes.
I think it would go on clothing.
And they probably won't touch it.
Is that the thing I...
Yeah.
Isn't that,
It's just a brooch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can also, like, if there's a cloth on your armor, you can attach it to that.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's where it was. But if you don't have normal clothes, they will provide normal clothes for you. So do you want to roll to see how well you put that feather in? Or do you...
Yeah, to, like, see how secure... Like, it would still be visible. It would just be, like, depend on, like, how secure it is. Because I'm guessing they're, like...
Well, if they find one thieves' tool, they're definitely going to be more thorough with you, okay, specifically. So it's up to you.
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, so as soon as they find one thing, they'll be like, huh. And then definitely take their time with you. Because unlike all of these people, you have feathers where you can hide things.
Okay.
So as soon as they find one thieves' tool, that's it.
Roll to see if you hit all of them perfectly.
We'll be here all night.
Roll to see if they find them.
20 natural 20s in a row.
What a coincidence. You're rolling out behind the DM screen. Yeah, I know. Like, it's crazy. You guys should see this shit.
But you can't.
Yeah, you can't. So no one else is hiding anything specific?
I guess not.
Okay.
Can I... My holy symbol, I guess, would be like... An amulet? Is that something that they would take?
They would leave that for you. They wouldn't take that.
And...
Essentially, our armor, weapons, or anything that can assist in, like, escape, they'll take from you guys. They are a magic city, and they are trained guards, so they know what they need to take and what they don't need to take.
So they'll take my wand.
They'll take the wand. If you seem upset, the guards will reassure you all of your possessions will be in holding. Once you're released, you'll be able to take all your possessions with you. Obviously, if you are deemed for execution, you will not be taking your items with you.
Can I keep a leaf in my pocket?
They're not going to take a leaf out of your pocket.
Big mistake.
Leaf that alone.
Actually, strangely enough, if any of you have spell components for, like, your spells or anything else, they will not take it.
Good. They didn't take my hands. I need those.
Probably because we'll be put somewhere where those spells can't be used.
It's a magic city!
Yeah.
So, alright. You all have to wear these blindfolds. They'll start blindfolding you. I assume no one resists. Oh, well, they'll put another blindfold on top of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's magic, it's magic. They can sense it. Or they'll eventually figure it out. They'll all put blindfolds on you, and you'll start walking. It takes about 45 minutes of walking straight. You're walking upstairs, and you're walking downstairs.
Can I see if I can take, like, a mental map of where we're going kind of thing?
Sure. Roll d20, and you're going to add... I'm going to say this is just going to be a perception check.
What is that, an 8?
13. You have no clue where they're leading you. You'd assume the dungeon would be downwards, but you have gone down several flights of stairs and up several flights of stairs.
Yeah,
you
have been turning. I just want to, like, remember how to get out, kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You can't really recall which direction you're going sometimes. There are often times where it seems like they are spinning you around in a circle.
Okay.
After, again, 30 to 45 minutes, you seem to all be... They kind of stand you up in lines. Several feet away from each other. As soon as you are stopped, they'll remove the blindfolds, and in front of you, you'll see cells. Charles and Alora, you're going to be in one cell together. Zeke and Vivian, you're going to be in one cell together. And Tiny and Gendar, you're going to be in one cell together.
Ah, best cellmate ever.
Oh,
wait, you're not Charles.
Yes, they definitely would have taken the key.
But how can they take the key? We're in Gizaville.
Because it's like very... No, sorry. Yeah, it felt super magical.
And the tavern inn originated from the city, so they would know what the key is and then take it from you. Oh, they can definitely escape with this item. Well,
technically, we couldn't because we would just come back to...
Yeah, I mean, but you can hide out at the very least. You can't get
we
me,
could
fuck
eat
you guys.
All the spiced potatoes we want.
Now you'd just be in the room. You wouldn't be able to access the inn.
Oh, fuck.
So, you guys can all see this. So the cells are kind of circular, and there's one, the kind of like main floor. Mm-hmm. You see one stool, and Aristotle Dumont sits down. There are no guards in the immediate area, and it kind of is layered. So it's like you're on the bottom rung, and from all the other vacant cells, you can't see anyone else in them. Just seems to be you guys in here right now. There is an upper few levels. From what you can see, no one else is in the cells, but it goes on quite a bit upwards. You can't see exactly how far, but it seems like pretty damn far. Aristotle sits on the stool in the middle, kind of looks over at you guys. Guard closes the door. Aristotle will look over at you. So, we are going to read several of your treasonous acts, then we will go from there. Alright?
What if we haven't committed these acts? Is there a trial?
I will be the judge, the juror, and the executioner, and we will go from there.
I feel like there's a conflict of interest in there.
I am the law, and the law favors the truth, and if there are lies being spoken, I will find them, and there are truths being spoken, I will enforce them.
Well, that's good news for us, because I don't think we committed at least most of the crimes that were listed against us.
We will see about that.
He'll suddenly lower his head, and his arms will kind of go limp, and then the body will fall over.
Oh.
What the Oh, no! And we're going to get blamed for this, too!
And then, out of the shadows, a man will step forward. He's a human. He's wearing very plain brown clothing, but it's not like raggedy. It's nice. Very simple, nice strap boots. He's kind of got a salt and pepper beard. His hair, salt and pepper. Looks probably about maybe late 40s. Comes to look over at the body on the ground, kind of waves his hand over it, and it slowly disappears. He sits down, looks over at all of you.
So, my name is Aristotle Dumont, and we are going to begin.
Huh?
What?
What did you do to that man?
It was an illusion to keep me hidden. I like to conduct my business where no one knows who I am, what I look like. It makes my job much easier to maintain. So,
I'm Gendar, and this is Charles Dav.
Yes, I have been told many times by you that you are Gendar, and you are traveling with someone named Charles Tav. So, my first question is, who is Davon Tav?
Is he asking me?
It's just in general.
Well, that's the famous Charles Tav's father.
And what is your relationship with your father like?
Pretty good. He was around and he gave me a very privileged life. He taught me so many things and wonderful stories, and it was perfect man to live up to.
He'll nod, takes out a kind of like a notepad, quill pen, starts writing things down.
All right. Kenku. How long were you in the service of...
Wang!
How long were you in the service of Sorelia the Wolf Spider?
I'm going to try and like stick my head as far through the bars as possible to see.
I start counting on my fingers.
This many.
I run out of fingers, so I start counting my toes.
Starts counting feathers.
4 years.
It's 4 years. All right. Scribble down again. So, Vivian, was it?
Yes.
What is your relationship with Ulysses Windleaf?
I just met him today.
Sexual at best.
Hopefully not.
Starts writing. Ancient. Look up at you. Continue writing.
And you said your name is Genta?
Ah, yes.
And how long has it been since you have worn your Arlucian armor?
Well, I haven't worn it yet.
So pieces that you have in possession.
Well, I acquired them very recently. One of them was in Goldcrest, and the other one I found here in the city.
And your business in Goldcrest was?
Guys, what was it? We were trying to warn them, I believe. Yes, we were trying to warn them about the undead army.
Warn them about the undead army, all right.
Yes. You'll very serious.
I assume so, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you, Drow?
Are you asking my name?
Yes.
Alora.
Alora. Starts writing it down. Don't worry, Alora. Don't be afraid. If you are afraid, you make mistakes. We don't want that, do we?
I'm not afraid.
Perfect.
Is it just me, or is this guy, like, really cool?
What was your relationship with the surface dwellers before you left on your journey?
Which journey?
The one where you are currently traveling with the Kenku.
I didn't have any relationships.
Yet you sent your husband to war, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And who did he fight? The surface dwellers, obviously, yes?
Yes.
Yes. And how did he die?
He was...
killed in battle, yes?
Yes.
Yes, perfectly. With the...
perfect.
with someone who is obviously living on the surface, yes?
Yes.
Why did you decide to leave the Deep Trench?
The Deep Trench wasn't my home anymore.
Is that because your husband had died?
Yes.
On the surface?
Yes.
Where you now reside, because the Deep Trench was no longer your home?
No, what were they called?
Like I said,
The Drugar,
yes.
We're taking over, and I needed to leave.
Yeah, as they've always been. Yes, yes. What is your relationship, Charles, with the one known as Bahalam?
First of all, he is... that's the...
Platonic!
Priest from...
Yeah, yeah. the head priest of Tyr in Summerhall.
Summerhall?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say Goldcrest. He's the head priest of the church in Summerhall.
And how long have you known this bell, huh?
Oh, must have been since I was a teenager or so.
Do you know how often the Devon Tav, your father, and Behalam spoke?
Now, I'm confused. I thought we were on trial for the supposed crimes that we committed. I'm just not certain I see how all this comes together.
I'm just getting a baseline for the facts.
Okay. Hey, sorry, what was the question?
Start writing things down. How long did your father, Devon Tav, know Bahalam, the High Priest of Tyr, within Summerhall?
Oh, I'd have to assume for most of his life. He's human, right?
Yeah.
Bahalam.
Yes, yeah, I think so, yeah.
My father must have been 152 when he passed.
Yes, yes. It's, again, sorry for your loss. Obviously, it was a hard fight. It's good what he did for Summerhall.
I'm glad you see it that way. This will make this much easier.
Mm-hmm. And Vivian? Yes? How long did you know the Decadent for?
Well, since I was born?
Since you were born, yes.
Or he's known me. He's always been part of the school.
Yes. The school, the Unseen Eldritch. How did you end up there? Do you know?
I think I do. I've been told that Well, what I know is that I was adopted or taken in by the school. But I'm told that I was given to the school.
Do you know by who?
I forgot.
In the last session, Windleaf said he did.
I guess it was Windleaf. What's my relation to him?
Well, that's just what I asked you. You said you just had met recently, but now you are telling me he was the one who dropped you off at the Unseen Eldritch.
I'm sorry.
Very interesting. You'll start scribbling more things down.
That's what he told me. What I know and my truth is that...
Oh, your truth.
Have you always been a liar, or is this a more recent?
I don't know. All this information is new. Why don't you ask Winley yourself?
Yes, this is very new information for me as well. It's just how it goes, I suppose. And Gendar, how long have you known Vivian and Charles?
Been about a month?
A month, yes.
No, wait.
When we met, it was after a month of traveling, I think.
A month of traveling together?
That was like when we first met. We were already on the road for a month, I think.
Yes, that was correct. And then it's been, I want to say, two weeks since you guys had left.
So like 6 weeks then?
6 weeks, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I was thinking it was... okay.
Well, it's been about 6 or 7 weeks of extraordinary adventure.
Oh, extraordinary.
And yes.
You left from which city?
That's a really great question.
Goldcrest?
Was it? Summerhall? No, it was... Okay.
Ah, it was from Summerhall.
Ah, Summerhall. Interesting.
I agree.
It's
a shame what happened.
Yes, it's a shame that happened. Vivian, has you ever traveled to Summerhall?
Yes.
And you left with Gendar and Charles from Summerhall, yes?
Yes.
And Alora and the Kenku Zeke, have you ever been to Summerhall?
Yes.
Yes.
And what is your relationship with the other three?
We originally met Charles several months ago.
Charles, yes, okay.
And what did we do there?
So we went to the graveyard.
Not as good holder, but a smaller thing. That'd be older.
A spectator. He fought a spectator who had like the Book of Chumash, which Charles has in his possession still. No.
I do.
Yeah. Vivian has in her possession.
Zeke and I traveled to Summerhall because there was an unbalance.
So unbalance, you say?
It didn't feel right.
That boy ain't right.
You can sense when things don't feel right.
Is this the recap episode?
No.
And after everything, we parted ways, and then recently met back up.
Interesting. All right, I think I have enough information for everything that I need. I will contact you at another time. Enjoy your stay. You'll know your fate once the 2 days are up. He'll sit up from the stool.
Is there anything we can do to help? Our sword is yours.
You are doing more than you know. And he'll walk out.
That was very sinister. That's... Got it.
Zeke starts mimicking the sound of the instruments from the tavern.
So you guys are left within talking distance to one another, but you are in separate cells.
I start looking around for something that I can pick a lock with.
Why didn't he question Tiny?
A lock on the cells?
Upon looking at the actual cell doors, you do not see a lock.
Oh.
Or handle.
If I touch the cell door, does it feel magical? Like the cell bars.
Yes. Yeah, actually, they do.
I think that went well.
Are there beds?
Or there are beds, but they're just stone slabs.
Oh. Comfy.
He didn't really ask us anything about... Well, anything.
No, it doesn't really sit well with me that our lives are more or less... hang on the fact that I had a good relationship with my father. And, and you were brought to the school by someone else. Or that you wore sense. Armor.
How can I even... I don't even know if I trust Windleaf. What if he was lying?
Technically, I haven't worn the armor yet.
I'll try to cast a spell.
You're going to try to cast a spell? I assume a cantrip. If you do, you cannot feel the pact bond that you have with your celestial being. Mm-hmm. Doesn't reach your fingertips. Can't cast the spell.
I can't do anything.
It's weird that he didn't ask Tiny any questions. Wait, what do you mean you can't do anything?
What does he say?
You hear him say from Gendar's cell, that's because Tiny wasn't involved in any terroristic actions.
Tiny!
What?
We weren't either.
Oh, I don't know this. I was just told to follow you.
I was just told to follow the five terrorists.
Nihilus said I should follow you because I will have better chance of finding my home and my people.
Oh.
Since he foolishly took my stone and decided to, quote-unquote, create me. Did not know what he had in his possession.
Yes, he's a little bit of a narcissist. Thinks he can create anything or make anything with his wizard magic.
Speaking of magic, I really want to crush that Kenku.
Kevin hears.
I'm just sitting in the corner.
Can you get us out of here?
No.
You can't.
No, I cannot.
Punch anything.
You'll shake the bars, but they don't rattle or anything. It's like firmly placed. All Gendar sees is like these giant stone hands grabbing the bars and just going. I can't seem to move them.
Tiny, it's alright.
I'm trying to move the bars. They don't move.
How about the floors?
You see Tiny crouch down and just start slamming his fist against the ground. You all hear stone on stone just bashing.
Mm-hmm. Tiny, I'm sorry. You don't have to be upset.
Floors cannot be destroyed.
We'll try something else. Just rest.
He'll suddenly form into a boulder. Now it looks like you have a nightstand beside your stone slab of bed.
Oh. You offended him.
I'm sorry, Tiny. I didn't mean to offend you.
Is there anything else you guys would like to discuss before we move on to the next
day? And I bow to the nightstand.
Maybe I could request a zone of truth. That'll clear our names.
Excellent idea. How does that work?
It's a spell. They cast it, and then there are no lies to be spoken in that zone. Only truths.
Fantastic.
They could ask us whatever they want, and we would have to answer... Well, we're not... No words are forced out of our mouth, but we cannot speak a lie. So as long as we just tell them the truth, they'll know we're not lying.
Why didn't they do that before?
Because I believe there's a save as well, isn't there? Pretty sure there's a save for it.
Yeah, you can try to...
Resist it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
I would voluntarily go in and do this.
The only thing that was correct when they were telling about what we did was me freeing the slaves.
So then it was incorrect that we are all guilty of this crime.
Okay.
But I was correct when I said most of the crimes.
I was just trying to do the right thing. I shouldn't be
Christmas
killed or...
But they will know if we fail it.
Imprisoned.
Or succeed it. So they could just
cast it again.
That's
or be
true,
like,
that's true.
And it's
or be like, well, clearly your answers aren't truthful. Yeah.
Well, you were doing the right thing, Alora.
Second day?
Yeah, I'm not going to try and do anything.
All right.
I'm pretty confident...
This is a waste of time. We need to get out of here.
The second day, I'll look around the cell for
just look around, see if I find anything interesting.
See, come on.
You won't find out. You won't find anything interesting. Nothing seems to stand out to you. There's no like hay on the ground. There's no like the ground is polished. The walls are polished. The stone slabs are polished. The bars are polished. Everything seems to be super neat, if not inhumanely sanitary. In the morning, Ulysses Windleaf will actually enter the room.
Gandar is going to take the opportunity, by the way, to like work out. He's going to be doing like push-ups.
And push-ups like, on Tiny?
Okay. No, so this kind of downtime?
That would be rude.
sorry. It's downtime. We're chilling.
Yeah, but
do you need to like spend your downtime points?
No, to get downtime points.
No, it's only for travel.
I'd like to learn a language in my time in the...
You can spend your downtime
points. Make up my own language in the cell.
As long as you have the resources. I have a bad Charlie horse on my leg. So he'll walk into the room. He won't say anything to anyone. He'll approach the cell where... Was it Zeke and Vivian are? He'll grab the bars. He'll look at you. Come. Come to me.
I look at Vivian.
What do you want?
I want... Zeke, come.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I follow.
Do you get close to the bars?
Yeah.
So you reach up and grab you by the back of the head and pull you towards him? Are you going to resist?
I'm not locked in here with you.
I had to do disadvantage since I'm not, like, really trying.
Can I grab onto his arm?
Is it safe?
You can try to.
Is it strength to resist?
Yes. Sorry, what?
Only a 7.
You only got a 7?
Yeah.
In total?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's going to grab you by the back of the head.
Okay.
Pull you against the bars. Are you going to try to pull him back?
I won't pull him back, but I'll grab onto his arm. Like, his forearm.
He grabs your beak. And then you see this weird energy coming out of his hands. And you'll regain all of your memories.
Oh, okay.
And then he'll step back.
Why
and then
did you do that?
Look at you.
Can we see this from our other cells?
You can see the energy coming from his hands, at the very least.
Windleaf, what have you done?
I'll run to Zeke. Are you okay? What have you done to him?
I'm just gonna stand there and watch.
Breakfast!
I kind of just like shove you away.
I fall back.
Breakfast.
I saw that.
What?
I saw that.
I kind of just stare at him. I don't say anything.
Just changes things.
What is he talking about, Zeke?
Sorry, do I know who Windleaf is as a character? I don't think
as
he...
far as what's been spoken in character between everyone and what you've talked to him about, you don't know him outside of that.
Do I still have my memories prior to this now?
Yeah, you have Zeke's. You have your memories that you've had when you traveled with Laura up until this point, in addition to your previous memories as well.
Or am I?
They were in Keyserville.
Oh. Okay.
What's going on?
He'll kind of eye you a little bit, and then nod his head, and then walk up.
Do me!
He's walking away?
Yeah, he walks out. After he stares you down for a bit, after that response, he'll nod his head, and then walk out.
Wait, you have to get us out of here.
He won't turn back. He'll just walk out.
That just double checking, I haven't met him before this, right?
No, you haven't. Okay. No. Obviously, you met the other three.
Yeah.
Because you came here with them. And then, you know... obviously, Cerulea, because of both accounts. And you know... And then anything else that you traveled along with Azik.
Okay.
And then you know Killian. That's it.
Okay. Killian Weeks.
I'll I'll just go back to sort of sulking in the corner like I was before.
I'll go back to sulking in the corner
like I was before.
Did he give you something to help us escape?
No.
Shut up, bitch.
Prison Mike.
But it's very different from like where I was actively looking around and all of a sudden I just go back to sulking.
It's another few hours, so unless you guys are going to discuss anything else.
I will sit beside him and start petting him. You're okay. We'll get out of here. Don't worry. That guy did a weird thing to you, but it's not right.
More push-ups, more sit-ups.
Did he look like disgruntled? Did he just... Or did he look normal?
Windleaf?
Yeah.
He looked normal, but if anything, he looked determined.
Do I know... Can I roll for, like, see if I know any spell that would... He could have?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Or Knowledge Arcana. Yeah, you guys can do Knowledge Arcana.
Over 17 as well.
Yes.
Four.
More sit-ups and push-ups. 22.
I didn't roll. She rolled.
Oh, you rolled?
Yes.
You guys will know it, not know the spell exactly, but you have a feeling it was to undo either a modify memory or a significant amount of like mind-wiping magic. Kind of like a dispel, like an enhanced dispel magic specifically targeted at a modify memory spell. Which you would assume was cast at like 9th level or higher, out of character, 9th level or higher. So very potent.
Zeke, what happened?
The Batman touched me.
I continue to keep quiet.
He got me.
All right. So after a few hours of silence and awkward conversations, Aristotle will come back into the room as his former self. Sit down in the stool. Same process will happen again. He'll sit down.
Have
once the door is closed.
Person in the past.
Not this individual, no. Just okay. Anyone who was mentioned in the things that we talked about.
Okay, that's all. Those are the only people I know from the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll fall over again, and then the real Aristotle will come out, make the body disappear, and then sit back down in the stool. Today we are going to read over your crimes. So, one accounts of treason, which was assisting and aiding Zadrugar in the invasion of Summerhall. You have
how could we be found guilty of this?
One account of treason. One account of terrorism to the city of Pewtercrest. One account of thievery of 20,000 gold or more in the freeing of the slaves in Pewtercrest.
Wait, 20,000 gold?
Or more.
What?
It's a value of 70 slaves.
Those are some expensive slaves.
Yes, they are.
We had nothing to do with that.
Most of us had nothing to do with that.
The knowledge and harboring of a lich and the city of Goldcrests has pronounced by Prince Eric and Eugene. How do you plead to these crimes?
Wait, what was that last one again?
The one we did.
harboring and hiding a lich underneath the city of Goldcrest.
We didn't hide.
We did the exact opposite. We investigated, confirmed his existence, and reported him to the prince himself.
So that they could take care of.
Prince has a different recollection of the events, it seems.
Oh.
Obviously, understanding this situation is why I'm here.
Ooh, put us in a zone of truth so that you know we're telling the truth.
I am the zone of truth.
That's amazing.
I call it my penis.
So you plead directly at it. Not guilty on all accounts?
Yes.
Well, I plead not guilty on all accounts.
So he said
I did not free those slaves. Slaves.
We aided in the attack on
Summerhall. Caused terroristic acts within Pewtercrest. Theft in Pewtercrest of 20,000 gold or more.
What were the terroristic acts?
Assaulting two noble families within Pewtercrest.
We didn't do that. We were warning them of the goblins.
Well, we did get one member of a family arrested, but that was for a crime he did commit. You see...
And then I go into a long, detailed, drawn-out description of the buddy cop movie that was our arresting of
Charles
and
Gindar.
Yeah.
Yes,
Adventures of Angel and Demon.
He'll state a few facts. Like, yes, he was told that the alarm did go off after the front door was broken into. He will note that Wobblecorn was brought against his will intoxicated to the prison cells.
Most criminals are brought to jail against their wills.
And that evidence was provided possibly after the fact. And there's something else too that you guys did. I forget what it was. Oh, and then his estate was examined by you guys after he was put into prison.
Oh, yeah. So we were kind of like snooping around.
I hardly see how that's assault. At worst, we have a break and enter and dismissive evidence.
And then...
We were just trying to help. A murder had happened, and we were thinking that...
Three murders.
The goblins, yes. What are murderers?
Yes. And we even went so far as to, yes, as it were, snoop through the belongings, which, by the way, we did entirely legally.
you imprisoned the Wobblequan and provided possibly false evidence.
It was real evidence that we found as a result of investigating his estate. We found three letters that were addressed to an assassin to have his own family killed. It was sheer dumb luck that he was the one who got killed. The father, that is.
Yes, dumb luck, it seems. It's very interesting dumb luck.
We gained nothing from this.
You'll continue scribbling down
stuff. Actually, true. We were not rewarded in any way, actually.
Well, to be fair, we did gain some clout amongst local authority, which... meant a lot to me, and frankly, I enjoyed the time we spent together.
And if we're on trial for assaulting, and this is our list of crimes, then shouldn't, like, the entire guard of Pewtercrest be also on trial for aiding us and encouraging us to follow through on this entire investigation?
The dwarf, the sergeant.
Whoever.
He was a good man.
He was a good man.
My point is...
I hope he still is a good man.
We are aiding with the justice system there.
Precisely.
It's an interesting tale that you are weaving, as I am told something completely different from the town's guard.
If we are indeed under a zone of truth, then why do you doubt us?
I'm not saying I doubt you. I'm just saying it is interesting.
You say it condescending-like.
Really? I am simply stating the facts, and
so are
you
we.
Are stating other facts that are differing from mine, so it requires some thought.
What were the other things after the,
what?
Aiding the escape of the slaves?
Hiding and harboring a... So, what?
I'm gonna die.
It's fine. At worst, you'll owe 20,000 gold.
Or more.
With interest.
He'll look over. Remember what I said? Fear will make you slip up. You'll make mistakes when you are afraid. Do not be afraid. He'll look over at all of you again.
I'm guilty.
You're guilty of what?
Caring too much.
And sodomy.
Everything except for assault.
So you are pleading guilty to treason.
A new crime that I've never heard of? What's the time, Zeke?
There's like two treasons.
Yeah, there is... sorry, the assault thing is something you guys have been saying. He's deeming this terroristic act against noble families within Petercrest is the whole Striker clan and the Wobblecorn thing. That's terrorism. And then the...
That's the treason one?
No. The Drugar assaulting invading Summerhall, which resulted in Davon Tav's death, that is considered treason.
Oh, okay.
Arguably, another note of treason would be the harboring and hiding a lich underneath the city of Summerhall.
Definitely did not do that.
So what are you pleasing to go to?
Freeing slaves.
We didn't do that. You didn't do that. It wasn't you.
Yeah, I was.
You weren't with me. You weren't.
I broke the deal.
He helped you.
Yeah, he escorted them down with you. That's how you got past most of the roadblocks.
Oh.
Was him mimicking stuff.
Right. Oops.
Yeah,
so you avoided all conflict. So you plead guilty to aiding the escape of property, which is something that you are saying is true.
What is your opinion on slavery?
But everything else, he'll like look at you and you say that, but everything else you are saying is false. But there is one truth in these accusations you are claiming.
We investigated family poorly.
The only...
No, we did a very good job.
The three others are not guilty of any of the crimes. It was just Zeke and I that helped free the people who were being enslaved by the family. Who were stolen from the... What is it? Neutral lands? Yeah, the neutral lands.
So there was the assault, and then did he also bring up the whole like that whole village that got destroyed too?
Oh yeah, that was one of
I think that was one of the things.
Yeah, that was one of the crimes
wanted for. Does he bring that up?
Yeah, he'll bring that up again as another treasonous act. So
three
strikes of treason.
And then the family, and then freeing the slaves, and then what were the other? There were two more things after that, right? And the harboring the lich.
Yeah.
Or hiding the lich, right?
And then attempting to or helping them attack Summerhall.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you were saying something about the town guard had a different account of what happened in. I'm very curious about that, because those seemed like good people.
Indeed. I would hope the town guard are good people. That is all I need from you for today. So tomorrow, your fate will be decided.
Wait.
You'll stand up. You say wait.
Knowing my relationship to the two people that he mentioned when he first came in here, would it be... good idea or bad idea to...
That's up to you.
It's called roleplay. Play a role.
Frankly, I'm innocent.
Strangely, that is what the Gilciotti say.
Yes, but I'm telling the truth.
That is neither here nor there, unfortunately.
Wait, what?
So then why are you even wasting everyone's time? It sounds like you've already made up your mind, or someone else has.
We will come to a verdict tomorrow about your fate. Until then, rest easy.
But what about the South? What about the undead army? What about the Baron?
Yes, there is much work we need to do.
There is much work I need to do. There is much work the city needs to do.
Like,
maybe we could help with some of that work. Share the load.
He'll step out of his stool again and continue walking.
Do I have a right to this position?
Not really. I mean, none of you had it.
Okay.
You So you'll walk out.
This is a kangaroo court if I had ever seen one. All I wanted was a fair trial. Couldn't even get that.
Well, I mean, we haven't been sentenced yet, so I...
Heard him. He doesn't care. We're in a zone of friggin' truth.
Well, to be fair, he did sound sad when he said that. So maybe it was, like, resigned, like, the system's broken. I'm really hoping he's... That's...
Well, I'm glad he shed a tear over the broken system. He's so he's well executed.
Guys gonna wait it out?
Yeah, I'm just gonna lie on the bed and accept my fate.
All right.
More push-ups, more sit-ups.
So.
Rock hardcore.
Third day.
Do they feed us, by the way?
You'll be fed.
Okay.
Third day. It'll take quite a while to actually get in. For anyone to enter, because you're used to Windleaf coming in the morning, and then he usually comes in a timely manner. However, you guys are left waiting for several hours past the date, or past the time he usually comes. After a while, he will enter with a sword in hand.
Ah.
And it looks like a pedestal. He'll put it down in the middle of the floor after moving the stool away. This time, no illusion, just straight up him. He'll take the sword, place it inside of the pedestal, and turn it, and all your cages will open.
That was so dramatic. You are easily the coolest jailer we've ever met.
I am not a jailer. I am the magistrate.
We'll step outside.
Wait, is that the key?
No, it is a sword. What does it look like to you?
Well, it looks like a sword.
Looks like the key that opened our cells.
Yeah.
It's a sword.
It's a keyblade. It's a keyblade.
Relevant.
Got him. You are free to go.
But,
We are no longer part of Opulence.
Oh, jeez.
Cool. Where is our stuff?
Your stuff will be given to you.
Do you have any word of the South?
I have no word of the South. We are currently dealing with our own separation right now.
Well, will you protect yourselves? Because this is still my home.
We will protect ourselves. However, we are not known as Keyserville anymore, as we do not focus on making cheese.
What's your new name?
The DM has it written down over here.
Burger King!
You got tiny.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sans cheese.
New York.
I dropped something else, too.
That was tiny.
Oh, okay.
Keys of bird.
Where is Tiny?
He's with you guys.
No, he's on the floor. Why Tiny? If the outcome was different, did you think what would have happened to us?
This is now the city-state of Granitza.
Granitza?
Granitza. Also known as Zaki. Granitza. The city-state of Zaki.
No, it's just not.
Oh!
Good coverage.
We have to keep some part of our history within our name.
Of course.
But you have to understand that it is going to be quite difficult for us to move forward.
Is Granitza another language for Key?
No, it is not.
Well, when I first met you, I did offer you my sword, and that offer still stands.
Unfortunately, I have other business to attend to right now. If you do end up staying within the city, you are more than welcome to apply yourself to the army that we are now forming to defend our city-state.
Is there going to be another war?
We do not know. Our separation from Opulence might be met with hostility, but I do not know for sure if that is the case.
Maybe you could become a flying city.
Anyway, he'll snap his fingers and his appearance will change back to what you saw him as before.
What was the point?
So what was the point as what?
Changing.
Changing my appearance?
Oh, okay. I thought I thought we were going to do that thing where we pretended it never happened.
Sorry, what?
Why show us?
It's because you have nothing to lose and you have nothing to gain.
It's true.
So my appearance just aids me in my work and it helps me move around so freely within the city. And when I over-exaggerate my accent, sometimes it throws people off. Anyways, Wind Leaf has all your positions. And hopefully, I will not see you again for some time. At least, not again in my crosshairs. Good day. And he'll walk out.
Goodbye.
Did he answer my question or no?
What was your question?
What would have been the outcome of the outcome?
Oh, I thought you were asking me out of character.
No.
Oh, she would have been executed.
Okay.
Executed. What?
You got executed?
No, we would have been executed if they hadn't left.
Yeah, that was stated beforehand. That execution was on the table, 100%.
Yeah, but he was asking questions, so I was hoping that maybe we talked it down a little bit.
Oh, he's not going to reveal that part.
Small jail sentence, you know.
A small...
2 years for 3 acts of treason and everything else.
Out of character, I think he's probably using the evidence, I guess, as like reasons to leave.
Something happened within these 3 days that one of the characters did that completely placed it in your guys' favor. But I'm not going to say what.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be revealed in a second anyway.
I bet it was Charles.
It was 100% Charles.
Gabriel.
So he'll walk out and he'll leave the door open.
Thank you for your justice.
You just walk towards the door.
I follow Zeke. I wanted to walk towards the sword.
Oh yeah, taking that with him.
Okay. That's interesting.
Sorry, you guys are what? Leaving?
Yep.
Okay. So you walk out. As soon as you walk out the door that you initially talked to Windleaf at was literally right beside it.
What?
So they had walked you around for 45 minutes, possibly.
That's
and we just ended up in the same place?
Yeah, just like next door.
Okay. Nice.
Once you step out, there'll be several guards upstairs. Several guards by the stairs. Are you going to go to gyms? Yeah, for sure. One will lead Alora off to the side, and the others will snap their fingers and usher you to follow them.
Follow?
Are they going to execute her because she did free those slaves?
No, it has something to do with her relation to the Deep Trench. Some of the other council members want to talk to her beforehand.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anyway, Moonleaf has your possessions. Follow us.
Of course.
They'll lead you into the main area of the tower, which is very grand. It's not decoratively ornate with gold and silver and things that you would normally see, but more of armaments of magical items and other things that seem otherworldly on display that just look nice. They don't match. Like, it's not like a whole decor thing that matches. It's like very decorative and nice pieces of potentially magic in origin.
Nice place.
Upon entering this room, the council table will actually be moved to the side, and there'll be a very ornate chair at the end of the hall where Ulysses is sitting, and the guards will stay stationed by the door.
Who's sitting there?
Ulysses. Windleaf.
Grant.
Ulysses Windleaf. Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant.
He'll look over at you guys and just kind of have a weird lopsided smile on his face and throw up his arms like, "Hey, what can you do?
What are you gonna do?"
your possessions are located in the chest to the side there.
I'll start going through my stuff.
Immediately go look for my wand.
Thank you, Windleaf.
And key.
Yeah, everything you guys had on you is there. Nothing is missing. You have all your possessions.
They don't feel different?
No, they don't feel different.
I collect my possessions, but I leave 2 daggers behind.
These are overbearing. So we decided to separate, as I'm sure Aristotle told you.
you know, we're Granitza, the city-state of the key now.
Can I ask what the tipping point was? I'm assuming it came to a vote.
What happened these last 2 days?
He'll look over at Zeke, and then look back at you guys. And Eric and Eugene aren't as they seem.
Obviously, they're liars.
They...
And they're related to the... You know that.
Or related to what?
The Baron Tyrannus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're and also me. Not human.
What?
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 I said, and me.
Oh.
What do you mean?
They're...
Wait, they're not Kenku.
Are they Kenku?
They're not Kenku. They're a species...
I'm not either.
...from the astral plane known as Rakasha. They imposed themselves on the monarchy and pretended to be the children of Killian Silvatar, who at the time was grieving over his ill wife. They manipulated his memory into thinking he had children, waited an appropriate amount of time to reveal themselves to the public, and assumed the roles of princes. There was 4 of them in total. One of them you knew as Devergar? The one who calls himself now the Baron Tyrannus. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he had left and become the Baron Tyrannus. And he took with him another one, who is Zeke. And the other two remain in power, Eugene and Eric.
What?
Obviously, as...
Dalkon.
He called himself Dalkon when he came to this world. Zeke.
Yes.
However, I don't know his actual true name.
How did you know this? Is that what you did?
Yes, his memory had been modified.
By whom?
Most likely the Baron Tyrannus. As you found yourself in the servitude of Cerulea. And he is allied with her.
Why did your brother do that? Brother?
Do I know how it happened? Or do I just know...
You know what's written down.
Oh.
So you were... assumed the shape-shifted form, and then took advantage of that, and then modified your memory while you were in that form. Though, granted, you probably don't have enough power to shift back, as you are still a Kenku.
Hmm.
Dalgar, you said?
Dalkon.
Dalkon.
That is the name he gave himself. I don't know your actual name, though. That I couldn't glean off your memory. So whatever your actual name is beyond me. But...
How do we know you're not the Baron Tyrannus trying to fool us?
Oh, I saw his hate and his anger. Trust me, it's not him. I trust you're not going to lose your shit.
I'm thinking about it.
Does your voice change or less like...
I guess I'm just more... I don't sound like I'm talking in broken English now, but I'm kind of still stuck with the bird voice.
Gotcha.
Well, that was the tipping point. Obviously, we are not going to serve a false monarchy. I don't even know if Killian Silvatar is still alive, and I don't know if Eric and Eugene were the reason why his wife is dead, our queen, or I should say former queen. As a council, we decided... Sorry?
They are.
Well, she's dead, obviously. Yes. He's still alive, I guess.
But he said, I don't know if Eric and Eugene are the reasons why the queen is dead, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And I said,
they are the reason. Then you'll nod his head. All right. Fair.
Well, that explains why we were charged with treason.
Clearly, they just didn't want you to investigate the Baron Tyrannus, because as soon as you discovered who he was, you'd discover who they were.
Did they know that Zeke was their brother?
Yes.
The whole time?
Yes. They did this on purpose.
Well, I'm glad they didn't just execute us there. Mm-hmm. Seems like that was a mistake on their end.
Big mistake.
Big mistakey. No takesies, backsies.
What kind of government is...
Wakey, big mistakey.
The council thought it would be kind of an insult to opulence to establish a monarchy. So that's what we did. And now I am a king, I guess.
King Ulysses Windleaf.
Yeah, it's not that great. We still have a council, and obviously they're still going to want to make decisions based off of that and just kind of have me as a figurehead. Obviously still have a say in the council, but as of right now, I have no clue what our next step is, aside from defending ourselves in case Eric and Eugene decide to march south. So if they want to either meet with the Drugar or the Baron Tyrannus, they're going to either A, have to go around us, or go through us.
Do you have actual power? Or are you just a puppet for the magistrate?
No, the magistrate has been supportive of my position.
Well, are you... Sorry. Are you going to find a queen?
You're going to make the babies?
Really not something I am thinking about right now, but I would assume that that is going to eventually have to happen.
Nice.
Thank you very much for...
Yeah, you know all that information that's written down, Kevin.
For, And is that the order that everything happened in, too?
No.
So, was I... Was he... Did the thing happen to him after the thing happened to me? After I was transformed?
No, he... That thing happened, after... Yeah. So your thing happened before, and then his thing happened after.
Okay. Alright, I was just trying to determine if I would feel sorry for him or something.
I don't know, it's up to you. You did get fucked over pretty hard.
But I wouldn't then, I guess I wouldn't know the things that happened afterwards. Like what happened to him.
You would...
I had my memory wiped already.
Well, that information is known.
Okay.
Sure, known to you, since you have read it anyway.
Okay.
Thank you for fighting for us. Believing our side of the story.
Even if your side of the story was or was not believable, I wasn't going to charge you guys with treason or any of those things. So as soon as it came to a vote to separate, you would have been freed. I don't know what is inside DeMont's mind. I don't know if he had made up your decided your guilt or not, but he seemed content on releasing you. But that could just be because we decreed it, and he is a man by the law, if you will.
Nonetheless, you gave us time to talk our side.
Of course. I wouldn't believe a son of Devon Tav would have done any of those things, and I would have hoped that the Unseen Eldritch would have taught Vivian better. So I just assumed the best. It could have been a fault on my own, but either way, I'm glad it turned out like this.
Remind me, sorry, I'm a little bit confused. So were Eric and Eugene the rulers of
Kisaville? The rulers of Opulence.
Oh, okay, right. Cool.
Kisaville is just a city.
Okay.
Well, now a city-state named Gretius. Wilt is still here in the airship above. He said he would take you with him to one of two locations that he seems to be going to. So if you want to go up and see him, you can finally get out of the city. Unless you have other business to attend to here too, I can probably hold him off for a little bit longer before he takes off.
Well, do I know that the armor set's in Kisaville?
That's what Wilt said.
Okay.
He also said he only has one golem, though. And then he said he had multiple, so...
And then he definitely had multiple.
And then he said he forgot to...
Enchant them.
Enchant them.
Yeah.
So technically he had zero golems.
Scatterbrain.
A little bit.
We came here with a prince of Stonehaven.
Oh, yes, the dwarf. He is also with Wilt right now.
Perfect.
That's good.
Yes. Obviously, he was right to doubt the ongoings in opulence. So.
Yes, he did say something wasn't right with Eric and Eugene.
Obviously, his conspiracy theory ended up being true.
Bizarre.
Well, maybe Hollis can return to his homelands and you guys can continue on your journey.
It seems like we can finally get back on track.
Maybe. Yes.
Sorry. Was I part of the, what happened 50 years ago?
The initial invasion, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait,
double check.
What if...
Thank wait, you for returning my memories.
You're welcome. Don't make me regret it.
So wait, is the wolf spider... Is she at odds with Eugene and Eric? Are they...
I would presume so, if she is traveling with Tyrannus.
Yes. And Tyrannus invaded Opulence.
He was there for some reason.
So then... I wonder how the Drugar fit into all of this.
I'm not entirely sure myself, actually. Could have just been them seeing an opportunity, or they could have a deeper part to play. It's something I'll definitely be looking into once we get things settled down in the city.
Yes, speaking of the city, has this is a groundbreaking decision. Has there been any opposition?
Virtually none. The council was 100% supportive. There was no voting against. The city seems pretty relieved. There are some concerns, obviously, with the citizens, but hopefully in time we can calm their nerves. But no major incidents of violence or anything like that.
Well, that's good.
Just a few peaceful protesters who were swiftly put to death.
Yeah. You saw it. It was more of a... You saw it as an opportunity.
Okay.
There's just a very wide opening, and you guys decided, hey, we can fill this.
Giggity.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want, the staircase to my left leads up to the top of the building where all the airships are. Wilt is currently on mine called the Brink. Otherwise, I guess I can welcome you now to great whatever I said before.
Gritza.
It's all the way down in the bottom here.
Gorgonzola.
Gritza. Gritza, yeah, okay. The city-state of the key. Oh, sorry, Granitza. Granitza.
Granitza.
Granitza. The city-state of the key.
Nice.
Do I still call you Zeke? What would you like me to address you as?
Yes.
If you continue to call me Zeke, it might be beneficial.
Oh, that makes sense. We don't want to call you by your... I would expect to see assassins behind us if we were to use your real name, as it were. I can't imagine Eugene and Eric, and possibly even the Baron, would be content with you knowing the truth.
Yes.
We should keep that...
I shall continue to put on a ruse in order to fool people into thinking I do not have my memory.
That will be difficult, I'm sure. To feign ignorance and stupidity.
As much as I despise this bird body, You shall continue to call me Zeke.
Well, when you're up for it, I don't want to overwhelm you. I'd love to talk to you about your past. Curious what you did with the wolf spider. Not that I mean to upset you. Only if you want to talk about it.
I used her reign of terror as an opportunity to take opulence.
Can't say I agree with that decision. But I'm sure you had your reasons.
Yes, a naked grasp for power is...
Was it?
What it would seem.
Was it a naked grasp for power?
Do you want me to just, like, read over everything that it was gone through? So I can do that if you want, for simplicity's sake. If you want to tell them everything.
Oh, I'll go through it with them as we go.
Oh, as
that
we go?
Way, okay. Other, like, Chelsea's here to hear this.
She's not coming back.
Oh, she's tonight. Not?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to you.
But was it just for that?
What do you mean?
Just for a naked grab for power?
Yeah.
Yes. Pretty much.
Well, maybe once I hear the whole story, I'll understand your point of view.
As a paladin of...
Tyr. Yes.
I doubt that will be possible.
No... Now, hold on. I'd like to hear the entire story before I make judgment. Especially after this whole debacle.
So those pesky kids were getting in the way, so we just had to execute them. All 2 million of them.
50 years ago.
Were you sitting here for the reel of Zeke being...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I can pull it up on the screen here, actually, if I can find it.
We also now know that most likely the wolf spider is at odds with Eric and Eugene. So they're on opposite sides.
Most likely. I sent it to your Gmail.
So is she bad or good?
50 years
well,
ago.
Well, she's bad, but she's
good. When Cerulea was...
enemy of my
had
enemy and still a
opulence
piece of shit.
Within her grips. It was called The Reign of Terror by Cerulea the Wolf Spider. We saw an opportunity to take opulence.
So, from Cerulea?
No, from opulence. That is when it came by sea.
Ah, so you were trying to rescue them. No, we were taking advantage of their weakness. Oh. See?
Could you explain why they turned on you? Why they turned you? Why your brother? Is it your brother? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're my brothers.
No, just random Rakasha.
We ingrained ourselves in the minds of the king and queen. Eventually, yeah. We made him disappear. Right. And we made the queen disappear as well. She died of natural causes.
Air quotes.
Air quotes.
Murder. Zeke, I'm liking this story less and less. It's very difficult to find the good in this.
I told you that you would not like the story.
All right.
Anyways.
Yes, anyways.
Oh, there you go. Hold on.
Dargan took the name Baron Tyrannus to cut out a name for himself as a sellsword. And eventually, lord of his own land. And I went with him. Dargan had attempted to start his own life, a peaceful life. He had a wife. But Eugene and Eric did not like it. So they killed his wife.
And daughter.
And daughter.
What? There was a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know.
It was quite a violent murder as well. Enraged by the turn of events, he began to formulate a plot to destroy opulence. He teamed up with Cerulea and summoned a death knight
from a faraway land that is Soth.
And at some point, I was tricked into transforming into this form. And then my memory was wiped. I'm not sure why they wanted to do that to me, though.
They wanted to cut you out of the division of power, essentially. So Eric and Eugene convinced you to go with Dargan.
Oh, I didn't go on my own, like, volition?
No. They're like, hey, listen, we can't divide this country into four. It's going to be hard. Dargan is willing to leave. Maybe you should go with him and do as he does. You'll be able to survive better together. But in order to prevent you from coming back, they had told Dargan to trick you into shapeshifting and then modify your memory when you were in whatever shapeshifted form that you were.
Okay.
And then he essentially dumped you with Cerulea, so A, he could keep an eye on you, and B, she needed a servant.
Yeah, I say the rest of that, too.
And then you have some of the pictures of them. And right here.
But you don't know I look like that.
No.
I thought you said that the Baron Tyrannus was a human, though. Like, when people saw him, they described a human.
Yeah. They had to take human form.
Oh, okay.
You also had a human form, too, until you shapeshifted into whatever you are now. Because you have the ability to shapeshift. Except not right now, you don't, until you reach a higher level.
Okay. Gotcha.
To read it.
Yeah, there you go. There's more clear. More clear description of what happened. I wouldn't hold it.
Well, although I don't agree with all of that, it does seem like we're still on the same side. You want to get back at them, I assume?
I'm still thinking about who I want to get back at.
Well, as long as you're on board with us getting Cerulea.
Yes, I am.
Works for me.
But as for the Baron, I feel as if I want to get him on our side.
I mean...
Do you think he would forgive you for... taking...
Forgive me? What does he have... does he have to forgive me for?
What I see there is that...
He's the one that's transformed me into this form. Or convinced me to, at least.
But you were paid by...
No, he was paid.
To kill you.
No. To convince me to transform into this form. Oh. And then wipe my memory.
Oh, okay. That's right.
He wiped my memory after his family was killed, right?
Before.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just know all that information offhand.
Well, you're the only one he'd have left then. So maybe we can get him to our side.
And he was also betrayed, so... The two brothers betrayed.
You aren't all brothers, by the way. You're all different species of
Akasha. Oh, we're not?
No.
We're just...
Yeah, just four Akasha.
Oh, and we just, like, tricked the populace of
Opulence
to believe that we're all brothers.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, exactly. Rakasha are notable to posing as nobles. So the four of you took it upon yourselves to pose as princes.
Okay. All right.
It's very in line with, like, your species. It's kind of what they do. But, like, four of you working together, you're like, all right, we're overly ambitious. Let's take over a country.
Okay.
Obviously, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Well, for you. And for, I guess, the Baron Tyrannus.
This is a little too much. I need to go over here now. I'm going to go sit somewhere with my wand and contemplate life.
There's an airship waiting for us up top.
I'll go there.
Windleaf will nod and look at you guys. And I knew there was a reason why you were connected to all of us. I just didn't know that was it. But I understand why you're all traveling together now. And hopefully you guys have a better understanding of why you're also traveling together now.
I have to go find my mom.
That is one of the places that Wilt did mention.
I nod.
The other place was Valkyor, which is the Baron Tyrannus' homeland. Or the land that he claims is his homeland, I suppose. So whatever you guys want to do is up to you. Granitza will be here for you. If you need help, I'll try to do what I can, but our hands are kind of tied right now, and we're definitely going to be busy in the upcoming days, so welcome, and you are free to go.
Thank you, Ulysses. And good luck. I suspect you're going to have a very, very trying early few weeks of your kingdom.
I would rather be in my position than in your position right now, so I should say good luck to you.
That doesn't inspire much confidence, but thank you.
So do we call you Your Majesty?
You can just call me Windleaf.
Okay, Mr. Windleaf.
Speaking of, you guys are officially either notorious or famous, depending on who you're looking at. So what should I call you guys?
The Awesome Possums.
He'll turn to Charles. So what should I call you guys?
No, that was not a character.
You ask individually or as a group?
I just need to know what I should refer to you guys as I don't want to list five names off every single time anyone mentions you.
What did you call yourselves when you were in your youth?
Well, we weren't as mainstream as adventurers are today. We didn't really call ourselves anything.
The who? I don't know.
I guess we're the... I'm not even sure. I'm just trying to recollect everything that Davon might have said, anything that Wilt might have said, anything that your mom might have said. We didn't really... like, you know, Opulence wasn't whole big on adventures and traveling parties before. And it's definitely have calmed down over the years even more so, so... You guys are kind of the first in a long time. Since me. So...
The first?
In a long time. Of adventuring heroes from Opulence.
No. Call us the first.
I'm on board with that.
The first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, glad I could be here during your namesake. I'll remember this day when you guys take down some evil gods or whatever nonsense you're going to get up to, so.
First. Before.
All right. Well,
I must know.
Yeah.
Is Opulence now your enemy?
Honestly, as a city-state, we are not going to try to take on a country. We just want to defend ourselves. We believe we have the magic to do so, but
what
we...
What does Opulence consider you at this point?
Well, that's what we're waiting to find out. If Opulence is marching south, they either have to go around us or go through us, so it depends on their view of what is convenient and what is not.
Very well.
I'll start to head up.
All right. Do you all start to go upstairs?
I think I was already on my way back. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I can.
Once you're all on top of the tower, or the building they call the tower, there are several airships. Only one is currently kind of quote-unquote running right now.
Oh, shit. I forgot to ask about the Decadent. Any word or sign of
him? Oh, no, you would have said that the Decadent has been seen in 2 days. Olora will be on the airship already.
Okay.
So will Hollis. He'll be currently, like, checking, I guess, making sure that it's not going to just immediately crash as soon as they take off. So he seems to be frantically double-checking everything. Wilt will look vastly different, so he's not wearing his robes and, like, weird lopsided hat anymore. He actually has a very raggedy-looking-ass cat with him, and he will be looking as if he's taking on the role of kind of like an air pirate. So he's kind of like being like, check the starboard! Make sure you raise the hoist! Gotta do some pirating! And he'll be like hopping around and stuff. And this like raggedy ass cat will just kind of like either flop by him or just kind of like sit there and go, wah!
Is the cat alive?
It's alive. It doesn't look undead, but you're like, I'm surprised it's alive.
So where to?
Oh, hello, my friends! You've come to see my airship! I mean, I'm borrowing it, but let's be honest. I'm going to forget to give it back! Wink! I have to say wink because I physically can't. I have no eyelids.
Wink?
Wink! But for cereal! I'm going to one of two places. I'll drop you off. Depends on where you want to go, though. Might want to wait for that tiefling of yours. Where is he?
He's taking a shit.
Ah, the old famous shit. I remember when I had to take shits. Don't have to anymore on account of no bowels. Oh, this is my familiar. I asked for one and they gave me it.
Who did you ask?
Did you feed it?
Yes, it's magical.
Oh.
Oh, cool. I will kneel down by the cat and start petting it.
It is a good job, familiar, which means good job, Wilt. You didn't murder an entire population. Mm-hmm. Here's a familiar. And I was like, oh, finally, after so many long years of training cats, I have a familiar. I'm going to call this one Rusty. On account of his rusty fur. Not sure if that's because it has flakes of metal on it from the garbage can that I grabbed it out of. Or its actual fur coat color.
Oh, is Tiny with us?
Yeah, Tiny's with you guys.
Does Tiny react to the cat?
He'll just look over at it and walk onto the airship and boulder up. Mm-hmm. He's had a few trying days. Mm-hmm. Now you know why he probably wanted to kill you, though.
What?
Because you're from the astral plane, probably. He's...
Why, who wanted to kill me?
Tiny.
Oh.
He could sense your fiendish blood.
What's human fiend?
Oh, it's just because Dargan's wife was human. Mm. And since he's... Krasha are kind of fiends, or they are fiends in nature. A half fiend child, and the fact that they shapeshift, I would kind of assume their child would have been like a changeling.
Right. That sucks.
That bracket is more of me just being like, what would a Rakasha human child actually be?
True. Does the familiar seem magical?
It is magical. You can sense that it's a familiar.
Can it talk?
It can telepathically communicate with its owner.
Okay. That's all.
The airship itself looks very nice. It doesn't look like it's a huge crew that is needed to operate it. Maybe like 2-3 people needed to be. It looks kind of more like a private airship than something grand that like a small squadron would be on.
Is it a yacht?
It's, yeah, sure, an airship yacht. The equivalent of one. The words, the Brink will be on the side in Elven if anyone knows how to speak it. But other than that, nothing too remarkable. Has a cabin, a deck, and then the pilot's separate cabin is above the OG cabin, where you can sit in comfort as you drive or steer the airship.
Where are you going, Wilt?
Well, I did promise this dwarf I would drop him off at where he lives, which is Stonehaven. But...
I don't want to.
Was going to offer to drop you off on the way. The two destinations I could possibly drop you off is the desert country of Taramel. That is where your mother is, I believe. In the city of Meltempata. That's the capital.
So when I hear about, or hear the word mother, I guess I'll be standing next to Charles and I'll just like squeeze his arm a little bit. Because I'm not sure if
if I'm ready to meet my mom.
Or I can take you guys to Valakar. The capital city is Sabrezon, also known as the Tiger's Den. Which is weird, because there's no tigers there. Just hobgoblins and goblins.
I have a question.
Yes!
Not like character to character.
I know!
So, if I have my memories back, do I regain my ability to speak Infernal?
I would say
my ability to talk Auron.
I would say you have your ability to talk Auron, and you have your, you can add Infernal as a language, but any other ability that you, that is on that, you don't have.
Any other ability from
you don't have.
Rakshasa.
Yeah.
Rakshasa.
Yeah. Rakshasa. You're not a high enough level in this current form to shapeshift back to your original form.
Okay.
Well, how do you feel about this, Vivian? And I must admit,
somewhat Infernal.
There you go.
Apparently.
Your mother must be something to have the name Desert Rose.
It's almost as if we planned this from the beginning.
I don't know.
No, of course not.
But I wouldn't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I just wouldn't know. I don't even know if I want to meet her. She left me.